This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Chelsea get battered everywhere they go. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, coming to you here from Stamford Brook. And Stamford Brook, I don't even know where this place is. It doesn't really matter, because the Chelsea fans, they've all vacated the stadium. Full of Bees fans singing, Chelsea get battered everywhere they go. Chelsea 0, Brentford 2, you Reds. What a game, what a result. Absolutely, listen, there was only one team in this game today. What an absolutely teeping, tremendous result. Lots of pride. Come here, two seasons in a row. We got results two seasons in a row. Last one, we put four past them. Today, we didn't do as well. We only put two past them, but they didn't score no goals against us. The mighty, mighty Bees are upsetting people left, right and centre. And I'm loving this Premier League business. Tell you something, what a game, what a result.
What a game, what a result. 8 points in four games, 10 points in four games off Chelsea. One goal scored against us. What a team.
What I say, look, this game here today, I mean, listen, Chelsea... First half, I mean, they were terrible, weren't they?
They are terrible. To be fair, they had a lot of the ball, shuffled it around quite a lot, nudged it left and right, never really put David Raya under pressure, did they? And then on the counter, Brentford, the best team in the league on that.
Yeah, countering. Second half, Chelsea came into the game. Look at this, this is good. Yeah. Listen, there we go. The team would come over. The team would come over here as well, like, you know, Super Brentford. Super Brentford FC. If you didn't know this, we're by far the greatest team the world has ever seen. The team have come over into the corner at Brentford and they're getting the big U-Reds. It's the U-Reds. We're getting the U-Reds. David Raya's coming over either. I hope he's going to stay as well. You know, Chris Wickham, is that Wickham? I don't even know who it is. My eyes have gone, but it doesn't really matter. Thomas Frank, of course, he's always there with the fans. Players are there. Chelsea fans, they're gone. They've all gone. There's no Chelsea fans left there. Well, there's a few of them. There must be Brentford fans over here. But it's full of Bees giving it. Tony in attack. Was Brentford going to win the Premier League? We've got Super Thomas Frank. He knows exactly what we need. Rico at the back. Tony in attack. Tell you something. How much did you enjoy that?
Oh, I loved every second of it, mate. Oh.
Talk to me about that game.
I mean, the goal. Oh, there's Brian over there cutting in, scoring. Beautiful. I mean, he's got to score one eventually. Finally, he scored one. So
first half, I mean, you know, Brentford were, I say, all over them, but we had it in control in the first half, didn't we?
Yeah, we had it all in control. We had the better chances in the first half. They had one shot on goal, tame head up on Thiago Silva, and that was really it. We were in control. Second half, Bosch came out, two goals scored, win the game.
And people talk about, and listen, we don't like to moan about the referee, but he made a few questionable. We always talk about the referee making questionable decisions, yeah. But it's a bit strange, some of those decisions, weren't they?
Yeah, some strange. I mean, blatant fouls in our area, in their penalty box, just all around the pitch, and then don't get given, and it's just all their offsides get given. We don't get any fouls, so it's a bit questionable, but at least we've got the 3 points onto the next game.
But luckily they didn't go against us.
No, exactly. Lucky didn't get anything against us. We stuck in where we needed it, and then we won the game.
And one last thing I'm going to say to you is that apparently Chelsea get battered
everywhere they go. Chelsea get battered everywhere they go.
Apparently.
Oh no, it's true, mate. It's true.
You bees.
You bees.
Listen, there we go. Listen, what a result. Listen, what an absolute result. Listen, what a game, what a result. And the reality is it was never in question, was it?
Mate, same last year, comfortable again. Easiest place to come in the league, Stamford Bridge.
Do you want to come every week? Shall we play him every week?
Play him every week, Billy. Play him every week.
Did you ask them if you could play him every week, though?
Of course we did, mate. Can we play them every week?
Talk to me about this game, though. First half?
So solid defensively. Can't think of a mistake we made at the back. Me, Pinnock,
me.
All the defence are outstanding. And then to have the pace like Brian Sharder to come on, kill the game off the way Brian, they're so pleased with Brian, worked so hard, and that's what he's capable of. Buzzing.
Ubies.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Ubies. What a game. Listen, how happy are you? I mean, look, how many years have you waited for it's like once, twice, three times a lady. We haven't had the three times a lady.
I know.
Last season we did them. But again, coming back here, did you think we'd do them again?
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
I love that.
I told my window cleaner this morning.
Yes.
We would win, and we did.
Tell you something, it's all about the window cleaner.
Exactly.
When you're cleaning windows.
You
bees.
You bees.
You window cleaning bees.
Exactly.
He's an A. Yeah, clean windows.
By the way, he's a Wimbledon supporter as well.
AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah.
AFC Windowdon. There you go. Listen, there you go. What a result. Listen, we've got bees in the house. Come over here. Listen, who wants to talk? Who wants to talk to me? Come on, listen. What a result today. What a result.
Thank you so much. Really pleasure to speak to you again. Chelsea absolutely turned up just at the wrong time, and Brentford done very well. Thank you very much.
We've done really well. I mean, look at that game. That first half, how dominant were we in that first half, do you think?
It made such a big difference having changing players half-time. For Brentford, they seem to crumble in the second half. Lovely job.
You bees. Listen, bees in the house here. Listen, who else wants to talk to me? Come here, come down here. Listen, happy bees in the house here. You Reds, come down here. So listen, look, we come to Chelsea. Some people are saying that they're going to put a petition into the Houses of Parliament so that we can play them every week. Because we need to play them every week, don't we?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Billy. After last season, I didn't think it could get any better, but this is unbelievable today. We did a great job. It wasn't the best of games all the way through, but, I mean, when Brian scored that goal at the end, unbelievable. Week. We went mental. I mean, they get battered everywhere they go. That's the rumour, Billy.
Apparently. It's allegedly, please.
They absolutely get battered. Absolutely everywhere they go, Billy.
But the thing about it is that, you know, listen, first off, we were in it. Second off, they had a little bit of a game plan, and it looked a little bit dicey. They thought they'd come into it, but we weathered the storm, didn't we?
We weathered the storm. When we brought our subs on, it changed it a little bit. We were much more offensive. Up until that point, we were holding on a little bit, but in the end, you know, great second goal. What can I say?
UBs.
Are UBs?
UBs, yeah. Unbelievable. Tell me.
Brilliant. Well, 2-0.
How are you feeling?
Brilliant. To think that we could come here and do a team like Chelsea 2-0,
was it comfortable?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Did Chelsea get battered everywhere they go?
Oh, Chelsea get battered everywhere they go.
UBs, listen. How much did you enjoy your evening today?
We love coming here. Yeah. We love coming here. It's just wonderful. It's living the dream. I can't believe how far we've come in the last 10 years.
Not even a year.
Well, I know, but 10 years ago against Yeovil, and here we are beating Chelsea. You know, fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Listen, I can feel the passion and the happiness coming through in your vibes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's something. The Westbrook's in the house. Listen, every time home game, the Westbrook's writing up the report. He's giving us the opposition view for all our home matches. But I tell you something, give us the opposition view about this opposition over here, because that weren't much opposition today, was it? Because they get battered everywhere they go.
They get battered everywhere. They were no good. Chelsea were terrible. We played really well. Didn't have many shots on target, but we were the better team. Took the chance. What a great goal by Brown. What a great night. Not as good as last year, couldn't be, but what a superb night.
Not as good as last year.
We're never going to beat the 4-1, are we? But this was really good as well. Really good.
I thought we were more... Listen, today, we were just... Listen, we were like... Chelsea weren't even... They weren't even really at the races today. It was almost too comfortable.
It was very comfortable, very comfortable. I think the 4-1 was a special day, but to come here again, Chelsea haven't scored against us this season. Great result, and we needed that win as well. And now we've beaten last year's points total.
UBs. Yes, Jimmy boy.
Hello, Bill.
Original old school bees in the house. How are you feeling that one?
Feeling very, very good. It's becoming a nice habit coming here and winning, isn't it?
Habitat. That's right.
I think we must be now officially the kings of West London.
No, it's the kings. Listen, top of the West London Mini League for a start.
We are. It's sad to see poor old Rara's down there having their demise, but fantastic stuff, Bill. It's incredible. It's still kind of pinch me time, isn't it?
It's pinch me time. Let's just talk about this game, okay? Because listen, we've come down here, we've come out, we've changed up. Look, when you look at the team, what did you say? When you saw that team, what did you think?
I thought it was a team looking to be solid, not let Chelsea play their game.
Do you think it was defensive? Do you think it was a bit strange?
I thought it wasn't our usual. Yeah. It wasn't our usual positive attacking Brentford that we get from Thomas. I think he came here to do a job, but to be fair, Chelsea were a lot poorer than I expected them to be.
They were terrible, weren't they?
They were awful. That's the poorest Chelsea side I've seen. Since the 70s or 80s. But
Frank's doing a good job, though. Frank Lampard's doing a great job.
Every time he manages a club, we manage to beat them, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Derby, Everton, Chelsea, it doesn't matter.
Well, not Everton, actually. They beat us, actually.
Last season. Last season, under Lampard.
We won't talk about the cup.
Forget the cup, because it's rubbish.
We've just broken up. Yeah, forget the cup. Yeah. Listen, it's like facts. It's like fake news. We just make it up, don't we?
We do.
we didn't make up this result today, though, did we?
We didn't make it up. You couldn't make this up. No. Fantastic game. Good to see Ruslev getting minutes. I'd like to see him be a bit more confident.
Yes.
If he had the same confidence as Rico, we'd have two wonderful fullbacks. Rico, what a player. Ben Mee, what a player.
Rico at the back, Tony in attack.
We're going to win the Premier League.
Tell you something, mate. You should be not. Tell you, I'll get you one of my songwriters, man.
I'll
tell you something, a songwriter, mate. I'm going to sign you up.
Thank you, Bill.
Sign you up.
Thank
okay, you bees.
All the best, you bees.
You bees. There we go. Bees in the house. Bees in the house. So listen, we've got the Atlanta Bee. Atlanta Bee in the house here. So listen, you've paid your money to come out here, and you're a little bit disappointed because you come all the way from Atlanta. And on Saturday, Aston Villa spoilt your party. But you said, tell you something, I don't care about that because I'm coming to Chelsea because Chelsea ain't going to spoil nothing. And Chelsea didn't spoil any party, did they, at all?
No, that's right. I am 2 wins, 1 draw, not a jinx.
That's right. You've seen Brentford 3 times now, once last season, twice this season, and you're not a jinx. So you can come back again. And also, we're going to go and be seeing you in a couple of months in the USA Tour. There's been a bit of a twist and turn in the USA Tour. I said that wasn't going right. Well, the last time there was a podcast, but now there's somebody that's bought some plane tickets, you know what I'm saying? You know, which is all good. So Atlanta is on the cards. Washington is on the cards. But forget about Washington and that. We're in Chelsea now. Talk to me about that game.
Talk to me about the game.
Did you enjoy it? How much did you enjoy it?
No, it was incredible. I don't think I heard Chelsea, but for maybe about 5 minutes returning for the second half, the rest was Brentford. I was texting friends back home, couldn't hear anything on the broadcast but Brentford. Chelsea fans weren't here. I don't know who was sitting here, but it weren't Chelsea fans.
That's right. So listen, I mean, I know you're going home tomorrow, but you're going to be back.
Oh, absolutely. Liverpool's a must next trip.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Up the bees.
So I see you was dropping an aggregate score on my head. What are you talking about?
Well, 6-1, I think. I think if you recall
what
last
season. What does that mean? I don't understand.
Well, last season we absolutely battered them 4-1. We actually let
like fish?
Yeah, of course. But today, I think it was 2-0. So if you do the maths, it's 6-1 in aggregate. And, you know, we really should have beat him at our place, but we gave him a bit of a lifeline there, to be fair. But I heard someone said to me that Stamford Bridge is falling down, but I can't confirm that or deny it.
Yes.
But, yes. That
today's,
was,
talk to me about today's game.
Today's game, well, to be honest, we started off quite well, controlled the play. We got the goal at the right time. Well, they scored the goal at the right time. But then come the second half, we was under the cosh for that first 15, 20 minutes. But we was defensively resolute. We pushed them back. We held firm. And then we struggled with their changes because they brought Mudrick and I can't remember who else they brought on. But we were struggling.
For about 15, for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes. And then once we got on top of that and we sort of settled down and we made the changes ourselves, it made a big difference. And we popped up and scored Brian scored the...
What a goal.
Lovely. Absolutely beautiful. It absolutely went mental. His limbs everywhere.
Everywhere in the place. You've got limbs in the place.
And Chelsea get battered everywhere they go.
There you go. You beast.
You beast.
Yeah, listen. What a result. What a result. What a... We've got the Baltimore Bee in the house here, and listen, mate, you're bouncing, you're buzzing, I don't know what
you're buzzing.
Doing.
I'm buzzing. How can you not be? Twice in a row to go to the bridge and shut them down. I mean, they were quiet the whole game on the field, except for the ref, they had no chance.
And the game itself, I mean, you've come all the way from Baltimore to watch this game. How is it for you?
Oh, it's a great game. You saw the spirit of the team. I got to tell you, I hated to see Tony come off. But Shada and Mbeumo together was like lightning in a bottle. Can't wait to see that a little bit more at the end of the season. But well worth it. Well worth the trip. 2-0 against Chelsea. Can't wait for more.
And allegedly, Chelsea get battered everywhere you go. They do.
And it was quite quiet. It was a library. And I think it must be a Fulham and Chelsea things because they all left pretty early in the fire drill.
The fire drill activity. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be a Fulham requisite.
West London, is it South West London 16?
Yes. Are we top of the table now in the Southwest?
The West London Mini League, I think we're at the top there.
Yeah. What a night, Bill. What a night.
What a night. So, Cat in the Hat's in the house. Listen, did you enjoy that?
What just happened?
Did you enjoy it?
Enjoy what?
I'm just asking you, did you enjoy it?
I very much did, yeah. The fact that I'm standing here kind of like standing with my friends contemplating whether it was like better or worse than the 4-1 last year, it's kind of by the by, right?
It's by the by. I mean, I thought that this was comfortable all the way through. I mean, there was a little spell in the second half.
Chelsea are such a bad team. In the first half, I was standing there and thinking to myself, oh my God, we're just going to waste this opportunity to beat a team that's worse than us. Because, you know, we started with Tony and Wissa, it was quite contained, and I think we had no outlet. And it was a few times where I thought, like, when we won the ball back quite high, all we needed was in Burmo or Shada in behind, but we didn't have them at that point. But it turns out...
They waited until tied legs, didn't they? Tied legs.
Yeah, well, I don't even think we even really necessarily needed to wait that long. They were such a poor team. Considering the second half, left flank for Chelsea, Mudrick and Chilwell, right flank, Sterling and Reece James. I mean, my God. We shouldn't be able to beat a team like that, but we did, comfortably.
We did. Tell you something, I've seen a Chelsea fan over here. I'm gonna see if I can nap him and have a little chat with him.
I thought they all went home.
What's up? Chelsea fan in the house here. Listen, you know, look, we've chatted to you. Look, we've all been there. You know, we've been there. We lose the pork bell. But today, I mean, Chelsea, just talk to me through that game. What's going on?
We're fucking dead. Let me tell you, It's not a lack of quality. You see our players. You see them in moments. We're very, very good. It's just a lack of passion.
Is it the manager? Is it the club? Is it the players? You've got too many players.
I think it's bully. I think we have an owner who doesn't really know what he's doing. signing too many players and it's lack cohesion. And honestly, our players have, they've sort of just given up at this point in the season, you know. And you saw in the first, 15 minutes of the first half this game, Chelsea looks very, very good. But it's just everything we do is there's no... We're more...
There's no plan, is it?
There's no plan. Our plan is... The biggest thing is we try not to lose rather than trying to win, if that makes sense. Rather than attacking, going for a win, every lineup we put out, every fucking way we play, it's all just to not lose. It's fucking... It's just hard to watch. It's all we do. You say, we're okay with a draw. And that's why we're so shit.
And Brentford,
you guys go up against anyone, any big club. You'll even go to their fucking home grounds. City's grounds, Liverpool grounds, our grounds. And you play with a sack of nuts. You don't play fearless. You know what we play with? Fucking scared. No matter who we play, it's scared. We start the lineup with Sterling as our only attacker. It just pains me. It really does.
So I'm going to say this again, and I'm just asking you.
It's a mentality thing.
I'm interested to say, how will it be fixed? Because obviously, you know, you can't go through a million managers. You can't sign a million players and just, you know, how's it going to be fixed?
I think you cut out a couple players. As sad as it sounds, you secure your spot in the Prem next year. One more result, and
you think you're relegation, golly.
I mean, 40 points is usually the barrier. We're at what?
You're not going to get that.
We're not going to get relegated. However, you win a couple games towards the end of the season just to boost a little morale, and you give some guys chances, and you just boost competition. Two guys per position, that's all you need. Just competition. Because
you've got about 74 people that have been per position at the moment, you know what I'm saying?
There's certain players in certain areas where you got our left wingers. You got Mudryk, Sterling, Pulisic.
You know Mudryk. You know we're the one that pushed it. You know we're the one that scouted him first. You know that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Brentford scouted him a year ago. You know that, you know?
He's good. He's
10, 12, 14 million. But when it went to silly money, we just walked away.
There's too many players in certain positions, and then other players in others, where too many players in certain positions where they feel, too much competition, no need to compete. And then other players in other positions, such as right back, Reece James. He has no fucking competition. The past 3 years, him and Thiago Silva and Kovacic, in my opinion, have been our three best players. However, this year he has no competition. He becomes complacent, out of shape, not fit enough. You know, he's too bulky. He's getting hurt all the time. And it's just everyone in every position is just a lack of fucking passion, you know, competition. It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch.
And you know the hardest part about it? Because I've been a Chelsea fan since I was like a little kid. And I'm from America. So I'm studying abroad here.
He's America.
We got Americans in Brentford.
I came, waited 15 years to come over here. And I've watched them at this time. I watched them play you guys in Brighton. Brighton was even worse. You could even
Brighton.
Be a stadium.
Brighton are quite good there.
Oh. See, Brighton are good. The difference, they're good. You guys are good too. I'll give it to you. Brighton may be a little bit better. However, it was the Brighton game was harder to watch, despite only losing by one. At least you could hear in the stadium, like the first 15 minutes, second half, there was energy out of the Chelsea fans. It feels as though everyone's given up. Management, even the fans.
Stewards,
everyone.
Police,
everyone's
program sellers.
Given up.
Yeah. Even the, you know, ice cream seller.
Yeah, it just fucking
giving
hurts.
Up.
It hurts.
You
it
can
really
go.
Hurts.
Finish.
You
see.
Guys were louder than us the whole fucking time. You know, the only decision I agree with Bully this whole year is waiting to appoint a full-time manager until next season, so we can wipe last this year clean and just start fresh. If that makes sense, you know.
UBs?
Huh?
UBs?
Get the fuck out of here.
UBs?
Fuck off.
He's not up for the UBs. So yeah, Chelsea, man, not be funny. There's actually no, literally, we can't find any other Chelsea. Literally, fire drill. They went home early, and we've walked all the way from there back to the Slowly Pony area, Parsons Green. We're back in the pub that we were beforehand, which is a very nice pub on the green. And we can't find any Chelsea people because they've just gone home. Every single
even
one of them.
Even the Tommy Tucker pub, they tucked right off.
Yeah, the Tommy Tucker pub, they tucked right out of there as well. And it's a bit strange, but who cares? Because what a game, what a result. Did you really expect this to happen again?
I didn't expect it. I hoped that we could come here and probably get a point. But I thought the tactics, I thought the effort, I thought everything was spot on. The substitutions were made at the right time. It looked like we'd started with a bit of a weakened team. We didn't play Sharda. I expected him, but we used everyone at the right times. You know, we made three substitutions with half an hour to go. With Sharda come on for Tony, which was a bit of a surprise towards the end. Tony almost got his toe on a goalkeeping clearance, and which would have made it three, which probably. You know, but fair play to Chelsea. They were quite plucky.
They were plucky. According to the Restle, who've been doing our Twitter today as well, he pointed out the pluckiness of Chelsea. He said, this is in his words, we're not saying it, we're just quoting him, that Chelsea did very well to keep it down to 2-0, because last one we beat them 4-1. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, no, but, you know, it's a great night, you know. Been a great afternoon, to be honest with you. We've been in the pub today was not a day to kick football out of football. No. The football actually added to the day, you know,
unlike the American tour, which we will talk about on the next podcast next week, where I think there's gonna be a lot of kicking football out of football, because it looks like they're trying to talk it into a big corporate money fest, you know what I'm saying? But anyway
tonight is about just chinking our glasses. We're on you know, 48 points, is it now?
Oh, God, trees, Christ. Nosebleed territory.
Yeah, you know, it's just brilliant. You know, we've got to carry this on, you know. We've got Taffy against Forest on Saturday. We've got lots to talk about on the podcast tomorrow. Hopefully that'll go live on Friday. But, yeah, you know, just well done, Brentford. Well done to all the players. Well done to Brian and Bumo for having the belief to take that shot, to make it 2. He picked the ball up wide on the right. Had no one really, he had nothing really on. He bowed his time, he waited for support, beat a man, and then smashed it home. It was excellent. And, you know, I'm very proud to be a Brentford fan. And, you know, we come away with our heads held high. We're the champions of West London.
Champions of West London. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Subscribe, write us a review. Go to besotted.com/beer. Buy us a beer. We're all having beers at the moment now. You can buy us a beer. Also, like I said to you, besotted.com/global. You can check us out there. We are going on the USA tour. We have bought our flights. We have bought our tickets. What a nightmare that was, I tell you. Premier League America, I tell you something. You need to sort that out. And you Americans, we now know why you all come over here and buy tickets for English games. Because you, listen, the tickets over here are cheaper than the charges that you have to pay over in America. You know what I'm saying? So we'll talk about that on the podcast next week, because we're going to keep this positive. As we say, like you say, we've just beaten Chelsea. We've just beaten Chelsea. We've just beaten Chelsea. We've just beaten Chelsea. We've just beaten the Chelsea on their own turf. I'm just saying, but we're going to go down there. We're going to go down there. Respect in the boozer. Respect in the boozer, as we say. As we say, you bees. Come on, you bees. You bees.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.